Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The search is on for a bald eagle that was stolen from the Quogue Wildlife Refuge on the east end of Long Island.
WCBS's Sophia Hall is following this story. Sophia, what happened?
Well, the theft of the beloved bald eagle named Sammy happened in the middle of the night at the facility. It was caught on surveillance tape. An employee tells me you can see a man cut the cage and then later walk out of the facility with the eagle in a bag. Heartbreaking to those who work at the refuge because Sammy has lived there since 1988. He has an amputated right wing and he is very popular with visitors. One employee says he believes the eagle was targeted because nothing else was touched.
All right, the folks at that facility, what are they hoping for here?
Plain and simple, they just want Sammy back. No questions asked. Bring him back to the facility. You know, I spoke with one employee. He says, yes, prosecuting someone would be good, but really right now, they just want Sammy back safe and sound.
Sounds like there are a lot of concerns about the bald eagle's health and safety.
Oh my gosh, yes, sadly. I'm told the eagle could get very nervous, very upset, and even die. And let's face it, he's been living at that refuge for so long now, and he's been taken away from his home of 30 plus years. This story actually reminds me of another story in the past at the Holtzville Ecology Center. In fact, it happened almost exactly 1 year ago. A wolf there was stolen. Same thing, the animal was targeted. That's all the person took. In that case, though, the wolf still has not been returned.
Sophia, I don't know if you know the answer to this, but how does one just walk out of a facility with a bald eagle?
There, of course, police are investigating that. There was security cameras. I did not ask about actual, like, security alarms. I'm taking it they did not have alarms there. They probably knew the facility, had the clippers, knew the cage, walked in and got that bald eagle. And again, because of the amputated wing, the bald eagle, you know, cannot fly away. But I was also told that a bald eagle could be actually very dangerous with the talons and also his beak and so forth like that. But they're just worried that something bad is going to happen to him.
All right. Thanks for the update. That's WCBS's Sophia Hall.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.